Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Stop whatever you're doing. Close your emails. Pull into a lay-by. Put down that spoon. Stop jogging, for fuck's sake. It's time for News Thing, the podcast. Britain's longest-running and least shit satirical podcast. Now, bringing you the facts that matter and the opinions that don't, please welcome your hosts, Sam Delaney and Andy Dawson.
Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of News Thing, the podcast, with me, Sam Delaney, and him,
Andy Dawson.
Andy, this, as you know, I don't know why I'm explaining it to you, is the new podcast incarnation of the much-loved, long-running TV show, Sam Delaney's News Thing, which ran for 138 episodes on RT UK before the Novichok problem got too much for us.
You've already said too much.
I have, yeah.
Just draw a line under it, Sam.
Over. Yeah. All right. So anyway, we're doing it as a podcast now. And that's,
deal with it.
That's it. Yeah. Like it or not, it's here to possibly stay. you may also be familiar with our combination of voices from the award-winning podcast World Cup and Top Flight Time Machine. Top Flight Time Machine is what it's called.
Fundamentally, it's Top Flight Time Machine. We deviated into the World Cup. What award is this?
It's won awards, mate.
Has it?
Don't worry.
You didn't mention that to me.
It's won awards.
When do I get to see the awards?
No, you weren't invited to the ceremonies because people were worried about your conduct at the Grosvenor House and whether you'd turn up with your cans and your sausage roll in a flask and all the other things, accoutrements you always rock up with.
That's not unreasonable.
And animals, rodents that you'd release around the building as one of your pranks.
I'm nothing without my animals.
Right, and they said it's best you don't come because I'm the more sophisticated half of our little duo, and they thought that I'd be a more appropriate person at the gala event.
Okay, we can discuss that further a little bit later on.
Anyway, this is News Thing, and what we do is we'll simply be taking you through and giving you the only opinions that matter, plus a huge number of facts about the biggest news stories of the week.
Huge number of facts?
Lots of facts.
Sure.
Data,
is that a promise?
You'll have data dripping out of your bumhole by the end of this podcast, so brace yourselves. We're going to kick off with Donald Trump.
Mm.
Donald Trump says that he accepts US intelligence agency's conclusion that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. But this is a U-turn, could even be a double U-turn, depending on how you choose to analyse it. Basically, he went for his summit in Helsinki, right?
Yep.
Is that where it was? With Vladimir Putin. And in it, he basically said he threw his own intelligence agencies under the bus.
He did.
He said, imagine if during the Cold War, imagine if Ronald Reagan were alive today. And it is strange that I would hold up Ronald Reagan as, you know, paragon of virtue, but that's where we are. I mean, in comparison, he was.
George W. Bush seems like a lovely fella.
Oh, he's so sweet. Do you remember when he choked on that pretzel and nearly died?
Exactly.
That was lovely.
But the thing is, we don't know what went on in Helsinki before that press conference. Mm. As far as I'm concerned, Trump and Putin went into that room. Putin got Trump into a headlock for 2 solid hours, and then they came out, and Trump just said, everything with this guy is fine. I believe this man. I do not believe the US intelligence agency. That makes sense. I can imagine Putin, former KGB fella, has got a fucker of a headlock on him.
Yeah, I mean, and also it might be in the intelligence services, it's not just headlocks they teach you. They give you other more sophisticated forms of inflicting pain.
Wedgies.
Chinese burn. Wet willies. The lot. Anyway, he changed his story.
As soon as he got home.
Once it was pointed out to him, he got home, and obviously on the plane he had time to reflect, often do on the way back from your holidays or a business trip. I mean, some men come back from business trips and they're full of remorse about everything that's gone down. And they vow by the time they walk through customs at the other end to turn over a new leaf in their lives.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what overcame him. Because he changed his story. He said, in a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't, or why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative, is what he said. So he's obviously had it.
It's easily done.
It is, yeah. Do you want me to do a bit of satire?
I was just going to say it, that mix-up feels to me as if it is.
It's a springboard for a great.
There's been a lot of satire around it on social media already, and you seem to be reaching for a piece of paper, Sam, which suggests to me that you have some satire of your own.
Do you remember Richard Marx? Richard Marx was a popular singing star in the 90s.
With the mullet,
yeah, and probably his most famous hit was. I will be right there waiting for you.
Yeah.
He tweeted, I misspoke. I meant to say, I wouldn't be right here waiting for you. In light of that.
Haha.
Yeah, amusing. In light of that, I thought this being a topical news podcast, I'd do what they'd do if it was presented by one of those cunts off of the BBC and do some satirical jokes. If Donald Trump had written the following pop songs, they would have been titled something like this. Celine Dion, My Heart Won't Go On. Whitney Houston, I Won't Always Love You.
Oh, yeah.
The Shirelles, don't know if it was the Shirelles, Won't You Still Love Me Tomorrow? Gloria Gaynor, I Won't Survive.
Oh, bleak.
Of course, you'll be well familiar with a member of the Black Eyed Peas and reality show judge, Won't I Am.
Won't I? Oh, will I? Gotcha. Yeah.
The Beatles, We Can't Work It Out. The French dance, The Can't. You like to see showgirls perform The Can't.
Would that be in the charts?
The Beach Boys, Do Worry, Baby. Simple Minds, Do You Forget About Me.
How many more of these is there?
Wait. You too, I Still Have Found What I Wasn't Looking For.
Can you just do one more, Sam?
Culture Club, Don't You Really Not Want to Hurt Me? And the Verve, The Drugs Do Work. If you would like to get in touch with that, involved with that, listener, then you can tweet us at NewsThing. What's the full
handle? It's just NewsThing.
It's at NewsThing.
Yeah, at NewsThing.
At NewsThing. That's our new Twitter handle. So, you know, if you haven't already been put off by the substandard content so far, then please do get involved on Twitter.
My favourite bit about this whole Trump thing has been Arnold Schwarzenegger's response to it. Did you see that?
You look like a wet noodle.
A wet noodle. Mm. Yeah. I mean, Trump's not going to react well to that, is he?
He weren't half angry, Arnie, though.
Well, he's Arnie. Of course he's angry. He's roided up the hill, isn't he? He's permanently angry.
He's fucking fuming. Imagine the state of his cock, by the way.
Because of what?
Because of the steroids. It makes you...
Does it cock rot?
Shrivels it up.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. And we should also mention Piers Morgan's interview with Donald Trump on ITV the other night, which lost out in the ratings to a 2017 repeat episode of I Got News For You.
Did you see him? He bullied a girl on the telly.
He did, for being a communist. Mm. And then Steve Bannon came on the next day and he basically travelled up his arse.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about him is, I know it's a bit sort of boring cliche to go on about hating Piers Morgan. I don't hate him, but he's a little bit... There's two things. One is going around calling himself a journalist, but then simultaneously just ramming his tongue up Trump's arse, much less Bannon's arse, just in order to look as if, yeah, well, he might be an awful fascist, but look, I'm really in with him and can get an interview. Well, the interviews that you do with him aren't worth anything anyway, so you're basically sticking your tongue up an imbecile's arse.
The anus of a fascist.
Yeah, for no reason. And the other thing is, for ITV to kind of have that smug,
hey, love him or hate him, certainly gets attention. I mean, our ratings are sky high right now.
It's like, well, I tell you what, if that's your rationale, then you might as well fucking give Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper, a fucking show, right? Because if the only fucking agenda is to have someone who is so outrageous or obnoxious in his behaviour that people are compelled to watch because people are stupid, right? Or whatever, they've got a macabre fascination with the grotesque, right? Then fucking put Rose West on to put make Rose West one of the fucking Loose Women, because there's not a big difference, to be honest.
Can I suggest Peter Sutcliffe and a Smoking Monkey?
Why?
Because that would make it a bit more watchable. The Smoking Monkey would kind of take away the rough edges that you'd get with Sutcliffe.
What about if the BBC put Peter Sutcliffe at the helm of Film 2018, taking over from Claudia Winklewonkle? Boom, 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 boom. I'll do. I'm Peter Sutcliffe, a.k.a. the Yorkshire Ripper. In the late 70s, I abducted and murdered a dozen sex workers in the north of England. Tonight, I'll be giving you my views on
the new Mission Impossible.
The new Mission Impossible movie and The Incredibles 2. But first, an on-set report from Susan Sarandon's new movie, which investigates feminism post Harvey Weinstein. I'm not joking. That's the
people
way
would watch
popular
it,
culture's going.
People would watch it.
It's only cunts like you and I who are keeping any fucking semblance of nuance and sophistication on the national airwave.
Elon Musk. What do we feel about Elon Musk? He's the fella, he's the billionaire who sent a rocket into outer space with a car on top with a live dog in it.
Fucking good
or something
man.
Like that.
Good man.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
But it's all gone a bit
so far,
wrong.
Everything he's done has been for the good of mankind, as far as I can establish.
He's established this method of tunnel travel, where he's going to build these tunnels between cities and propel people through them at tremendous speeds via, I think, hot gas, something like that.
Good.
At £200 a pop.
That's amazing value for money.
I think that's what's happening. But it's gone wrong. He's sent a mini submarine into the Thailand cave rescue scenario the other day when it was all going perfectly well. Some trained rescuers were there getting the lads out of the cave.
Yeah.
And Musk sent his mini submarine in. Have you seen the mini submarine?
I haven't seen it.
I'll just describe it to you in as much detail as I can. It's a fucking dildo.
So he's... Do you think it actually started out
as a massive
dildo? Do you think
dildo.
It's like a life hack like you get on Instagram? He's taking a dildo. All you do is take one simple dildo, black mamba, whatever you got hanging around the house, hollow it out like so.
Yeah.
Seal it using ordinary super glue you'd find in it around the home. That makes it waterproof.
And then off.
Then you climb inside it.
And you drive into the direction of a child.
And you go underwater looking for children.
Yeah. So that's what he's done. He sent his massive dildo in. The rescuers have said, sorry, mate, we don't need this. It's no good to us. You can't help us with this. One of the rescuers tweeted something about how, what was it? Musk should send his massive dildo where the sun don't shine or something. Stick it where it hurts, something like that.
Yeah.
And Musk responded by calling the rescuer a pedo guy.
Yeah.
Now,
so the context is they were annoyed that he sent the submarine because they were just getting on very nicely, thank you very much, with rescuing these kids. And they thought it was a PR stunt.
That's what they've
accused
Musk of.
Which it might have been. And then, but he was affronted by that.
Yeah.
And the reason not that I'm trying to justify what he said, I'm not. But, I'm on the pedo side. Sorry, I'm on the bloke side, right? But he was sort of trying to indicate that he was a nonce because he said, why else would he be living in Thailand? Which is, I don't know what the population of Thailand is, but it's a hell of a fucking assumption to make.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was why
that's
he said it.
That's the undercurrent of what
he said.
He said
he's a British man who's moved to Thailand.
Therefore, he is a nonce.
He must have gone there to nonce like Glitter did. But actually, Glitter, he went to Cambodia to nonce, I thought.
He did. It's all the same, though, apparently. So your man there has moved from Britain to Thailand, and then what he's done to facilitate his nonsense is he's undergone months and months of training as a cave rescuer and a diver on the off chance that at some point a dozen young lads would get stranded in a cave.
And he'd go and nonce them underground where no one can see you at it.
Exactly. So that's what Musk is alleging, is it?
When you see... did you ever watch that thing, The Night Manager?
I'm aware of it, though.
Anything about spies, right? It's always like like what you just described is what they actually do, according to John le Carré and other things. Like, they train for years and years and years and years
for one particular
Set of circumstances. So, like, for instance, I've seen the French program about spies where a woman literally trained for years as a nuclear physicist, so she could then apply to go on a nuclear physicist training program in Iran, so she could then be a spy on the Iranian nuclear plans, right? So it's like you do shit like that. So
how do you know I'm not trained for something already? How do I know that you're not trained for something like that already?
Maybe you are taking part in this news thing podcast in anticipation of the day when our former Russian bosses say, we like show again. We hate you, but now you have funny northern man. He funny
monkey man,
man
from
monkey
north.
Man. He come. He have all his funny animals. He put sausage roll in flask. This is funny to us in Russia. You come back now, Sam, but not with you so much. You bring in the funny monkey man, and then you go back, and that is when you strike against the Russian state. You could be in the employee of the Foreign Office right now.
I'm not prepared to confirm Dawson or deny that.
Dawson, old chap, we want you to launch a topical news podcast with this Delaney Cove. Why, hey, whatever, mate. You don't say why I in Sunderland, do you?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fine, count us in. Why, what's the tickle? What's the game? What's the game? What's the caper? Well, we need to get you in with the Russians, and we see this is the simplest route to embed you in Moscow. Sounds a bit far-fetched, but fine, if it's the usual price.
As it stands, they're now doing it in a cupboard with two microphones and a laptop. But we're confident we can get the show back on the air again to the top of the charts where it belongs.
But that's where you come in.
Maybe that's what's happening, Sam. Maybe it's not.
It could be that. But anyway, yeah, like you say, this fella, he's trained to be what's his official job title? A tunnel man. A tunneler.
Well, yeah, a junior tunneler.
He's a junior tunneler. And we are to assume that he is he's qualified through tunnel school.
Yeah.
Just in anticipation of the sweet, sweet day when a bunch of children are trapped underground. He's sent in to save them.
That's what Musk assumes.
In Musk's fucking sick, twisted inventor's mind, right? They're all there and they're going, oh, what's that noise? And then they all go, they were probably all terrified and thinking it was a monster. And then they can hear something slowly coming down the tunnel and they're like, oh no, we're going to die. And then what emerges is a perfectly nice looking human.
Yeah.
A tunnel man. They go, oh, it's a tunnel man here to save us. And he goes, that's right. That's right, children. I'm here to save you. But first, each and every one of you are going to grab hold of this. That's what Musk thinks.
Musk is thinking. That's how you become a billionaire. You think differently, don't you?
Yeah, you need to think differently.
Think outside the box.
You know what they say? When the world zigs, you should zag.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Do you know
that's what? Like business school talk.
Do you know what Musk said to his wife, his first wife, they're now divorced, as they danced at their wedding reception?
What?
He leaned into her, according to her, he leaned into her and he said, I am the alpha in this relationship.
Yeah, that's what I said to my wife on our wedding
day. If that's not true love, I don't know what is.
That's what I said to you on my way into this cupboard to do this podcast.
So, in summation, Musk versus pedo man, we'll call
tunnel
it a draw.
No, I'm on Tunnel Nonce's side all the way. I think Tunnel Man was not a nonce.
Right.
And I think that Elon Musk is sensitive because he's basically spent too long having yes men around him because he's so rich and he's not used to ever being criticised. And a tunnel man who has more integrity than any of Musk's lick spittles would have in their fucking... Yeah. He's got more integrity in his little finger than those Musk lick spittles would have in their whole bodies. And he's called him out and said, this is a fucking PR stunt, mate. Face facts, you're doing this shit just to get attention for your own products.
You've sent a mini dildo in here, yeah, and it's not needed.
And to be honest, it's getting
in
the way.
We've got this covered.
It vibrated, it was jumping and bouncing around all over the place. It nearly ended up right up my mate's ass, just as he was at a crucial moment of tunnelling. And that could have jeopardised the whole mission. So I think that Musk just wasn't used to criticism of that nature, so he's overreacted, he's now retracted it, and let's hope he can get back to sending cars into space now.
With live dogs in them.
With live dogs.
Or smoking monkeys.
Okay, so let's now turn our attentions to the serious business of satire.
Prank calls.
Prank calls. Our producer... who is producer of the famous award-winning TV show Sam Delaney's News Thing. He's also the producer of News Thing, the podcast, Josh Cluderay. He's here in the cupboard with us, but we haven't given him a microphone because he doesn't deserve one. But he has done some satirical prank calls. Would you like to hear them?
Me, personally, of course I would, yeah.
Okay, Josh, you got anything to say about these?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously prank calls are very popular, but they're quite... sort of silly and juvenile, I find. Mm. So I've really tried to make them
sophisticated,
clever, satirical.
This sounds good.
Keeping with the rest of this podcast.
This sounds like the sort of thing that will put us on the radar of commissioners at the BBC because they like that.
We need something.
Absolutely. Mm. Really, my dream is to sort of get picked up and do a show with John Culshaw, who's kind of the...
Oh, he's hilarious. What about that bloke, Marcus Brigstock? He'd be good at doing this.
Big head, hasn't he?
Mm. Right,
not,
okay.
Not like sort of, I mean, physically, like a head of a bison.
I mean, I can only aspire to be as great as those guys, but I mean, hopefully, when you hear this, I mean, what I've done is I've basically called a series of pest control companies to ask them to exterminate a pest, but when you listen
there's
to
a
it,
twist.
Okay.
I didn't see a twist coming.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, take it away.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, is that pest control?
It is, yes.
Yes, I need help exterminating a pest.
What you got?
Well, I'm not sure. You see, it's orange, and it's quite big. I don't think it's from here. I think it might be American.
Why do you think that?
Well, you see, it answers to the name of Donald Trump.
All right, okay. No, we can't deal with them, I'm afraid.
Yes, yes. The address is the White House, Washington,
yes.
D.C. Do you think you can help me?
Don't think so, mate. Out of my
prank! I pranked you. Bye.
Good afternoon, pest.
Yes, hello. I need help exterminating quite a large pest.
Right.
I think it might be American.
American?
Yes, it responds to the name of Donald. Donald Trump.
It's a
sex pest.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, good.
So can I give you my address? My address is the White House, Washington, D.C. Hello. Frank!
Good afternoon. How may I help?
Yes, I need help getting rid of a pest.
Okay. What type of pest is it?
Well, it's a rather unusual pest. It has very small hands, and it keeps trying to build a wall around my house to keep out Mexicans. Yes, its name is Donald Trump. Hello, its name is Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that one, sir.
Prank.
Thank you.
Prank.
Hello.
Hello, is that vermin and pest control?
Oh, sorry, yes, I thought it was somebody else there. Yes, it is.
Oh, good, yes. I need help exterminating a pest.
Right. He's not in at the moment, and he's probably going to be in late tonight.
It's called Donald Trump. Prank.
Hello,
yes, hello, is that Donald Trump? Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Hello, is that pest management?
It is.
Yes, I need help getting rid of a pest.
Okay.
Yes, it's a sex pest. It's called Donald Trump.
Oh, fair enough. Yes,
can you help me with that issue, do you think? Hello?
You think he's a pest? Yeah, go on, mate.
Yes, he's a sex pest. Do you think you could help me exterminate him?
Yeah, but he's in London, mate. We only look after Birmingham. Can you not bring him up here?
Frank! Fucking idiot.
Good afternoon.
Hello, my name is Melania. I need you to exterminate pest from my bedroom.
Where is your property, please?
It is in Washington, D.C. His name is Donald Trump. He is my husband. Hello?
You got it right. Did you get what?
Definitely. Okay. Not. It wasn't pests, like wasps.
You think he's going to say.
Wasps, especially this time of year.
Or like cockroach.
Yeah.
You think he's going to say that, but he doesn't.
Donald Trump.
And that's the twist.
It would be a little bit.
And I think satire is the... I think it was Oscar Wilde who said, satire is the art of saying one thing, then it turns out to be another thing.
You can do some more next time.
Sure.
That's right, really great. I can see that becoming a really great, a strong strand in the new incarnation.
Shall we have some commercial messages now?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What do you want to talk about next, Sam?
Well, Brexit. Are you for it, against it, or not that bothered either way?
I've got to say, I'm against it.
You're against
I'm
Brexit.
I'm pretty much against it, yeah. I wasn't sure before today, but now I've found out that dairy products apparently are going to become a luxury once Brexit is in full swing. Have you seen that?
This is fucking madness. And what I say is about the real fuckers amongst all of this Brexit stuff were the fuckers who were in charge of the Remain campaign and just fucked it up. Because
blithely assumed
the other side did so much hard work in shitting everyone up. Shitting up people into thinking that the EU were terrible and evil and we'd be better off out. And that, you know, hats off, they did a great job. But the Remainers, they just didn't really do much. They didn't really focus on the things that actually matter to what I call ordinary, hard-working families up and down this country.
Like yourself.
The people who I meet on the doorsteps when I travel around the UK, I never leave London. But in my leafy enclave of the well-to-do London suburbs where everyone votes for the Lib Dems and for Remain.
Right.
No one was ever told about the potential for cheese shortages.
Well, fucking too late now, isn't it?
In this country.
And Milky Bars.
But
how much
is
a Milky Bar going to cost after Brexit?
£40.
Exactly.
I wouldn't fucking... They're a rip-off anyway. It's the thinnest chocolate bar you can buy, mate.
Yes, white chocolate, though. It's the best chocolate.
So thin.
So beautiful.
Well, you know, the cheese shortage, if there's a cheese shortage from foreign cheese, that's a bit of a shame. I like foreign cheeses. I'm not a bigot. But I do happen to think that if you're stuck on a desert island, if you... Desert island cheese? not a bad idea for another podcast. But if you were stuck on a desert island and you're only allowed a lifetime supply of one cheese, that cheese would be cheddar cheese.
Right.
And that, my friend, is made right here in Blighty. So I don't see, if there is going to be a problem in getting Laughing Cow, Mini Baby Bell, Primula, or any of those other fucking fancy pants Belgian cheeses, right?
Yeah.
Then I can live with that if we get to continue to have delicious Ambersadal cheddar, which it's my understanding we will. So they can't stop us making cheddar.
You think this is just Project Fear again, do you? This cheese thing?
Yeah, maybe it is actually, yeah. Maybe it is. I don't know where it's coming from, but I was as terrified as anyone when I saw the headline. But then I thought about it in more depth and I thought, there's no way they're going to take away cheddar. It's not possible.
Well, I'm slightly more pro-Brexit now as a result of all that.
It might encourage more people to focus on cheddar,
yeah,
and acknowledge cheddar's superiority. The thing is, cheddar's the best cheese, but we don't appreciate it enough because to us here in the UK, it's like tap water. It's just like everyone's got cheddar in the fridge at all times. You've had it since you were a kid. It's so normal that we don't really appreciate for what it is. But if you were someone who'd been deprived of cheddar your whole life and then suddenly someone rocked up and said, try a bit of this, your mind would be blown. Yeah.
So do we think this dairy product story is some kind of reverse psychological, emotional trap laid by Jacob Rees-Mogg, who may or may not have shares in a cheddar cheese farm?
Probably. I mean, almost everything that Brexiters like Rees-Mogg do or say about Brexit is motivated, in my opinion, by self-interest.
Personal gain.
Yeah, it must be. Because if not, why would they get so het up about it all?
What's happened this week then with Brexit? What's the latest?
Well, as I understand it, let's rewind back
to
last week.
There's been voting going on, hasn't there?
Theresa May said to her cabinet, listen, right, let's fucking get real. It has to be a soft Brexit. Let's not be cunts about this. There's no way we can just fucking fall out of Europe. The country will go bankrupt overnight. They'll be fucking, everyone will be eating rats on the street. So, you know, David Davis and Boris Johnson, a few others have gone, well, I'm sorry, that's not what I feel that the people voted for, so we're out. Fair enough. That's them sticking to their principles, I suppose. So then she's tried to get the bill through Parliament, and Jacob Rees-Mogg has gone, if you fucking try and get this through, we'll defeat you, and then there'll be a vote of no confidence, and then there'll be an election, and you might lose to Corbyn, and then Corbyn will be in Downing Street, and it'll be all your fault.
It feels a bit like that early Star Wars film, Star Wars 2 or whatever. Where it's
all it does, doesn't
space
it?
Space Parliament.
Yeah, Space Parliament. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Where were we?
So
Rees-Mogg's running the country now?
Pretty much.
Right.
The best one out of all of this is old Anna Soubry, right? She got up and made a fantastic speech.
And I tweeted about Anna Soubry being the new leader of the opposition.
Yeah.
To which a lot of people got in me face on Twitter.
Corbynites?
She's a Tory. Yeah. What are you talking about? She's a Tory. You can never trust a Tory.
It's fucking
but
mad,
she's
isn't
just
it?
Saying what Corbyn should be saying, but isn't saying.
That's the thing about politics. It's so trouble. It's not fucking football. Do you know what I mean? You don't fucking pick a colour. And then the football is the only thing in life. I don't know. Is there anything else like cheese?
Cheese.
Yeah. Football and cheese are the only things where you pick a favourite and then stick to it no matter what. Right? You cannot fucking change. But you cannot make politics fucking tribal because that is almost the definition of being fucking ignorant. Because if you go, I've picked the red side, and that means I hate the blue side, and anything that the blue side ever say,
yeah,
I am opposed to,
yeah,
and anything the red side say, I am in favour of, and that will never change. Because over the years, let's get it right, the two sides have actually swapped wholesale positions on certain issues. But if you're one of these people who attack you on Twitter and say, but it's a toy, you can't trust the toy, right? They would have gone with that switch, right? I mean, do you know who came up with the fucking idea for the sale of council houses, for instance?
No.
That was the Labour Party. That was a Labour housing minister under James Callaghan. They'd been working on the idea with the civil service in advance of the 79 election. Thatcher won that election. And her housing minister went into that government department and looked through the stuff that they were already working on, saw that the civil servants had this idea, thought this is a nice idea. Thatcher went, yeah, that's great, that'll boost our support amongst the working class. And she dressed it up, whereas Labour would have dressed that policy up as, well, this is a great gift to our heartland. You know, it allows people the dignity of home ownership, right? And they would have dressed it up as a socialist policy.
Yeah.
She just flip-reversed it and said, this is about social mobility and the death of society and the individual taking responsibility for themselves, and it's cutting them free of the restraints of government, right? Same policy, they've swapped it round. Now, take or leave the policy, but take it on its own merits. And these fuckers say it's a Tory. It drives me around the fucking bend. Don't come and tell me I'm a fucking Tory. How many of you little cunts have been out in the fucking pouring rain delivering leaflets, getting chased by fucking dogs? Well, I haven't even.
And then
I've
the
no,
Lib
I did actually
win.
When I was a kid. It was a waste of fucking time.
Can I just say that I haven't really understood anything what you've said in the last 90 seconds? Because you said red and blue, and I just got in my head that Milky Way advert. The red car and the blue car had a race.
All Red wants to do is stuff his face.
He eats everything he sees, from trucks to prickly trees. But smart old Blue, he took the Milky Way, etc., etc. And that's just been going round and round in my head for the last 9 seconds.
That had fucking bought into the same tribal idea, didn't it? And the whole fucking song sums
fucking,
up what I was
fucking,
just talking about.
Fucking Blue won, didn't it? Because it cheated.
As usual, because it cheated.
Because the bridge fell down. So that's Brexit dealt with.
Is it going to happen? Isn't it going to happen?
No, I'm going to say no.
I don't even know what it is.
I'm going to say
no. You
don't
think... I've seen you say this on Twitter. You don't think it's going to happen.
Because it's not possible.
So then what happens? Do you think all these people go, you wait and see. You wait and see.
It'll come on the streets.
If you do... That's bollocks, isn't it?
Yeah.
No one's coming
fucking,
on the fucking...
They're just all fucking gobshites sitting in
people are fucking lazy. They can't... They couldn't give a shit. That's why they voted Brexit in the first place. It's because they're sat around wondering why they're miserable. Some clown tells them, oh, it's because your lives are being controlled by some sort of faceless bureaucrat in Brussels. And they think, yeah, that's probably the reason.
Yeah.
That's probably the reason.
They're just angry about anything.
They don't investigate any further. They just go, yeah, you're fucking right. I'll vote against that. No one's getting on the fucking streets. Mind you, what are your contingencies if people do take to the streets? Not just over this. I know that you, as a father... I know every father I know has a contingency.
Again, I don't want to confirm or deny this. I may or may not, over the last 18 months, have been burying thermos flasks in the woods, each one filled with a sausage roll. That may or may not have happened.
You wily bastard.
I'm not saying
Classic
which woods.
Dawson.
I'm not saying which woods. The obvious one would be the ones near where Raoul Moore shot himself in the face.
Are those the ones
because they're really hard to?
Are those the ones that at the moment block that new road that you've got planned to link Newcastle and Edinburgh?
The one I dream about.
You've been having a dream about a recurring dream about a new road.
It all fits together, doesn't it, Delaney?
And that's where you fucking buried it.
You'd think I would, wouldn't you? Or would I? Would I be counterintuitive and fucking Dartmoor, for example? That's for you to wonder about. But they're out there. The flasks and sausage rolls are out there.
Well, all I fucking got is a baseball bat. And I bought that right back in about 2010 when my mate Ben said to me, listen, mate, I'm telling you, there's going to be... I've been listening and watching on the streets. And he went, and tensions are building.
2010.
But at the time, Brexit, no one had heard of Brexit.
We had the riots then, though, didn't we?
Aha.
That summer.
And he went, I'm telling you, he reckoned he'd been out on the streets.
Yeah.
And he reckoned he'd overheard some lads talking about their tensions rising. And he went, do yourself a favour, you got kiddies now. I only had one kid at the time. And he goes,
tensions are rising.
Make some fucking contingencies. So I went on eBay and I bought a baseball bat. And the baseball bat is one of those aluminium ones.
Oh, well, that's my next question.
It's called the Terminator. Okay. It says the Terminator upside. And I keep it by the bed at all times. And even if sometimes I hear just a small... It drives my wife crazy, especially in the summer, you have the windows open. So you can hear some unusual noises. So I'm quite a light sleeper. And
fox is having it off, stuff
like
that.
Yeah, fox is having it off or something like... I mean, fuck, you can imagine if a fucking motorbike backfires. And I am up and out of the bed with the fucking baseball bat.
With the
bat.
Terminator in your hand.
Yeah, before you can say Jack Rabbit. Fucking that's the phrase. And I'm fucking swinging it. And she's like, go back to bed. It was just a fox having it off.
Well, my next question was going to be, have you hammered a 6-inch nail through the end of it?
But it's no, a, but it's the way a, things are going, one. It's an aluminium.
I don't think you can do.
The way things are going, I might have to do something. I might.
Next level.
Might get some double-sided sticky tape, wrap that round it, and then dip it into a box of broken-up glass.
Where'd you buy one of them from?
I'd B&Q. Make one. Oh, I'd just smash one. A load of glass myself with the baseball bat.
Fucking hell.
Stick it in a box, wrap some sticky back tape or plastic on it.
And then roll it around in it.
Dip it in, and then you've basically got shards of glass all over your baseball
Level
bat.
Level 2.
And that is my Brexit bat. Because remember, I got this in anticipation of the 2010 summer riots. Thank God they didn't come as far as Barnes. Although I did hear about someone chucking an olive at someone that night. But if Brexit kicks off, I've got to fucking up things, haven't
I? You've got the right mentality, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's move on because we're running out of time here. I'm going to say to you two words. Dr. Bum Bum.
That's three words.
No, Bum Bum's one word.
Okay.
Dr. Bum Bum is a celebrity Brazilian plastic surgeon. Believe it or not, Dr. Bum Bum is not his real name. He is currently on the run. What he does, he gives buttock enhancing injections in his flat. Mm. He's kind of like a backstreet abortionist, but in the arse enhancing realm. Now, what's happened is, sadly, Dr. Bum Bum has injected, I think it's kind of like a fiberglass that he injects into women's arses.
Yeah.
And one of the women has died.
From fiberglass in
the arse. And Dr. Bum Bum is now on the run in Brazil. So I think really all we're saying is to our listeners, keep an eye out if you see a man with a bag of fiberglass in his hand.
Now.
Or a box of broken glass even.
Or a big fucking syringe.
A massive
full
syringe,
of fiberglass.
Comedy syringe.
If you see a man with a giant cartoonish syringe full of fiberglass and he's heading for your, or even worse, one of your kiddies' asses, then fucking
take him out.
Yeah, if you've
reach
got
for
a base,
the baseball
if you
bat,
get
reach
a baseball
for the Terminator.
Bat, grape it, grab it. And Misha Buena from the Sugar Babes.
Yeah.
She, I believe, had a £10,000 arse implant.
That's not it. Weight £10,000, is it?
No, it cost the ten grand.
Right, just clarifying that, yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure that is a fact, but I am less sure that it's a fact, but I think it could be true, is that she went on an aeroplane and the change of altitude made her arse explode.
Fuck!
That
would have just
what
been...
have you got to say about that?
So, was that a fiberglass implant?
I don't know. I'll just Google this. I'll just Google Misha Buena's arse.
It might have been asbestos, because that was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
What, before it was illegal?
Yeah. Can you imagine that? An aeroplane full of asbestos from an arse.
Do you remember that episode of That's Life, where they campaigned on behalf of people who had laid asbestos in arses in the 70s?
Yeah.
But they had got a terrible lung condition as a result.
Yeah, because it had travelled up from the arse into the lungs.
And it was a bunch of arse surgeons. And they were suing their clients and the NHS for making them work with asbestos.
Yeah.
Without proper health and safety. And Esther Ransom, she was like a dog with a bone. She would not let up. It was a big campaign. And a lot of those men did get payouts, but some of them had died of arse asbestos poisoning by the time the money arrived in their accounts.
It could happen again. But this is Brazil. Anything goes in Brazil. And perhaps this is a reason why we need to stay in the EU, to stay ring-fenced within guidelines.
Because if not, we're going to be forced into the arms of fucking backward nations like that.
It's going
and
to be...
And the next thing you know, we'll all be having asbestos in our arses. Those of us who want arse implants, I do. I don't know about you.
Definitely.
I just can't afford one.
Definitely. Chlorinated chicken and asbestos in the arse. That's the future, the Brexit future that we're looking at.
Yeah. Where once there was fucking primulous spread...
Everywhere.
And arses full of natural sponges taken from the bed of the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, within the EU.
We're heading back to a grim dystopia where we're eating nothing but mild cheddar because you can't even get the fucking extra mature stuff anymore.
Because they're spreading
and
out.
And our arses are full of asbestos.
Fuck that.
Just Googled... Oh, here we go. Oh, no. Yeah, all I've found is a headline that says, I'm terrified that my bum implants will explode.
And did you put self-confessed
surgery addict star Deli Ducey's spent over 15 grand on bum implants, but she isn't pleased with the results and now she's scared the implants will explode. Listen, I suffer from anxiety as much as the next fucker, but I would hate to be lying awake at night instead of worrying about, you know, VAT or something like that, or some foxes having it off outside the front door. I would hate to be lying awake at night worrying that my arse could explode at any moment.
Perhaps we should be doing some more investigative type journalism into this. If any listeners have suffered at the hands of a backstreet arse surgeon, get in touch with us and we'll explore.
You can tweet us at NewsThing.
Tweet us at NewsThing, definitely. Before we go, Sam, I've just got some a little thing I'd like to call News Without News.
Right.
It's just some headlines I've found and we can just see what we think of them. Here's one. Time traveller from 2030 claims Tupac faked his own death to avoid revealing secrets of the Illuminati.
8 out of 10.
Is that for truth or for brevity?
It's more like for intrigue. And every great headline should have intrigue.
So you
in
click
it.
On that 8 times out
definitely.
Of 10.
Yeah.
Paul Young goes on this morning, even though Chef Gino De Campo was jailed for burgling his house.
10 out of 10.
Nice one. Dinosaur day event at theme park featuring just one dinosaur leaves families raging.
Oh,
you'd want to know more about
I'm
that?
I'm raging just thinking about it. Yeah,
bastards.
I would definitely click on that. And I'd want there to be a picture of a fucking livid dad.
Yeah.
Red in the face.
Yeah.
Because it's cost him so much getting a fucking family ticket. It's cost me 50 quid.
Pointing at the solitary dinosaur.
Yeah. Rah! Ready to knock its fucking head clean off.
10 out of 10 then, yeah?
10 out of 10.
And here's the last one. Why you should never pat a dog on the head and what to do instead when you meet an adorable furry friend.
I know what it's going to say. You should hold your hand gently up to its snout before you do anything else.
To let it sniff it.
Hold it in fist form so if it bites you, it won't be so bad. It won't
you
bite your fingers
it.
Clean off. If it bites you, fucking smack it one on the nose. Then we'll see how hard it fucking is. No, but... Yeah, you're supposed to let them sniff you first because they they judge whether they like you or not on your smell, which I think is quite superficial.
Yeah, well, that's dogs for you, isn't it? Mm. Wankers.
Hang about, you've got a fucking dog.
Yeah, and he's a wanker.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I think that's about it for this first episode of
News
Thing.
That's it.
Don't forget to follow on the Twitter at News Thing.
Yeah.
And there's a Facebook page as well, I believe.
Facebook page is Facebook. Just search News Thing on Facebook. And also, if you want to look back on any of the fantastic historic banter produced by News Thing over the years, you can go to our YouTube channel, which is just search News Thing on YouTube.
Yeah,
and
how fucking could it be?
There's fucking years and years and years worth of utter fucking bollocks.
Shall we leave the listeners with an example? A report from Jeremy Corbyn.
Oh yeah, we used to have Jeremy Corbyn, who was a friend of the show, would come on pretty much most week and read extracts from his diaries.
Yeah.
And we'll leave you with an example of one of those.
Thanks for listening.
The Memoirs of Jeremy Corbyn. November 1983.
I knew I shouldn't have had a drink with John Prescott the night before. It was 1983, and I was hungover down at Greenham Common. There it was, womanhood in all its glory, a noble sight. Mothers, sisters, wives, and lesbians, and not the nice lipstick type, I can tell you. Sisters, I come in peace, I said. As I removed my knapsack, a crumpled copy of Razzle hit the ground, opening on a full hamburger shot of the lovely Joanne Guest. Arse, tits, fanny, the lot. You could see what she'd had for breakfast. Oh, it was lovely. But the sisters begged to differ. Even a hungover version of the red flag didn't stop them kicking my teeth in on the ground. Oh, that John Prescott, up to his pranks again. Still, you live and learn.
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.